Have you ever had to start your life all over again? Have you ever woken up one day and wondered who the hell you are? Have you ever driven somewhere and not remembered how you got there? Welcome to the entirety of my adult life. I met him when I was in high school, and we hit it off instantly. He was the popular guy, the one that everybody wanted to talk to and wanted the attention of. I was not exactly a nerd, but I wasn't part of that group either. I was just me, and I got decent grades, and I knew a bunch of people, and I sort of floated down the middle. We went to college, and things got more intense. We graduated, and we got married. Because, you know, that's what you're supposed to do. And that's when he changed. And I know this is the part of the story where you expect that's when he started drinking, or that's when he started hitting me, or that's when he started cheating on me, or all those horrible things. And to be honest, he never did any of that. He just became indifferent. We lived together. We shared a house. We shared the responsibilities, the expenses. But it was like living with a stranger. We had to move for his job. So I ended up leaving my family and my friends and going across the country to somewhere that I had nobody. I found a new job myself, and I met some people, but he didn't like having anybody over to the house. He worked so hard during the day that he was always tired at night, and he just wanted to watch TV and, be honest, fall asleep in front of it. He was every bad stereotype you've ever heard about, all rolled into one. And I lived with it every day. Conversation stopped in the first year. The sex dried up not too long after, if you could call it sex to begin with. That part I'm going to have a little bit of a hard time talking about because it was never something we were comfortable talking about, even when we were dating. We were both raised in strict families where that kind of thing was not discussed and not, I wouldn't say frowned upon, but not encouraged either. So when it came time to be intimate, we had decided we didn't want children, so that was just not part of the equation. It was perfunctory at best, and never really for my pleasure. To his credit, he always made sure it was as quick as possible and as painless for me as possible. So I'm guessing there's a world out there that I just don't know, that I've never even been made aware of. I've been living my sheltered little existence. But now all that's changing. Because see, I finally had enough. His job was transferring him again, and we'd be uprooted one more time. But this time, it would be a lot farther away. So seeing family would be a lot more difficult than just getting in the car and driving for a few hours. No, he was being transferred overseas. And I had to make a choice. Did I want my isolated, lonely existence to continue in a place where I didn't speak the language, where it would be harder to make friends, where I couldn't find a job, where I would become a lonely housewife? Or did I want to take my life back. It's terrifying to think that I'm starting this whole new life now. I mean, you're supposed to do that right out of college, right? When you're young. And I'm not old by any stretch. We haven't been married that long, but long enough. I'm not exactly 20 anymore. And I've never been on my own. I mean, I lived with my parents, and then I lived at school in the dorms while I was in college. And then we got an apartment together pretty much as soon as we were done school. So I've never been alone. I've never gone on dates, at least not with anybody but him. I've never experienced anything. But now I can. And it's terrifying and it's thrilling all at the same time. And I often wonder what this new journey has in store for me. At the same time that I, you know, break out in a cold sweat, terrified that I've made a huge mistake. Because all sense of stability just went out the window. I mean, I still have my job and I still have a place to live and I can still pay the bills. That part I'm not worried about. But stability in that there's nobody there when I go home at the end of the day anymore. I mean, not that there emotionally ever was. But it's just me now. And I get to explore what that actually means. Me. Who am I? I don't actually know. I don't know who I am now. It's so cliche. You see these movies and you read these books about these women that have to find themselves and figure out their own identities. And I always used to think, how do you not know who you are? How can you go through life not understanding your own brain, your own thoughts, your own wishes, your own wants? And here I am, in the same boat. So, I'll do what I always do. I'll put one foot in front of the other. I'll put my brave face on. And I'll go out and I'll do every single thing I always wanted to do but couldn't. Because you know what? There's absolutely no reason not to.